Thanks to redistricting, Kurtula's new legislative district includes Petersburg, Kuprinov, and three other small communities, along with a portion of the capital city. She visited here last fall, but Saturday marked her first public speech in the community. Kurtula took time to introduce herself and give an update on the legislative session, now nearly two-thirds complete.
In 15 years, this is the hardest year I've ever seen. Many things we as Alaskans rely on are under attack. From our oil revenues to educating our children, there's a really big attack on some of the fundamental underpinnings of our Alaskan society.
Kurtula is an attorney and is in her eighth term in the Alaska House. She's the minority leader and part of a 10-person minority caucus. She criticized efforts by the Republican governor and legislators to change oil taxes, streamline permitting and decisions for use of state land, and provide public voucher funding for private school education. She also criticized the passage of legislation to relax cruise ship wastewater treatment requirements, an issue she called near and dear to her heart.
I had the first bill introduced because my friends and neighbors worked with me in Juneau and around Southeast to introduce legislation 15 years ago, just so we would know, just so we would understand what the ships were dumping in our water. Well, we had a great success. Then we had a citizens initiative, and it was with my great horror that a bill to roll back our successes went through the House of Representatives in 4 hours. I don't care where you stand on that issue. That's wrong. 4 hours is not enough time to roll back Alaskans' pollution law on cruise ships. Thank you.
Kurtula also spoke against a bullet pipeline project to bring North Slope natural gas to South Central communities, a project she says is undercutting a larger gas pipeline proposed from the North Slope. She also outlined her other priorities for the future.
I think we all want a strong Alaska where our children have good educations, our economy rewards hard work and talent, and we respect one another's individual rights. I think Alaska's future is dependent on three, and then I'm going to add the fourth thing. I think it's education, economy, energy, and to me, the environment.
Kurtula said she planned to return to Petersburg for the Little Norway Festival this spring and said Senator Dennis Egan also planned to visit then. In other news from Saturday's chamber banquet, a new contest will be paying out cash prizes for people guessing how much rain and snow falls in Petersburg. Chamber board member Donnie Hayes unveiled the new contest called the Rain Game Classic.
It is a new raffle that we'll be doing throughout the year. It is a guesstimate of how much rain we get on a yearly basis. So please take a peek at the informational card. There will be more information coming out. Also places that you'll be able to purchase tickets for it. We're proud to present the Rain Game Classic. It's going to be a wonderful new addition to our year's activities.
Tickets are $2 a piece and are on sale until 9 p.m. on October 25th for a guess at the total precipitation amount, rain and snow, to fall in Petersburg this year. Winners will be announced January 10th of 2014 and will split the proceeds from ticket sales. And as it does every year, the Chamber honored a Business of the Year. This year, that award goes to Papa Bear's Pizza, nominated for a friendly atmosphere in a new location, a willingness to stay open late, and donations to community and youth programs. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.